Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The price of solar panels has dropped 20% in the last year, making it more affordable for homeowners across the country to buy panels rather than lease them. Turns out that's bad news for some big solar companies that have thrived on the lease model. Joining us now with more is Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
And first of all, what's causing the price of solar panels to go down?
Variety of factors, but we're seeing now a global glut of panels and better technology. So that, like so many things in life, drives down the price. And that's led to homeowners shifting to buying their panels rather than leasing them. And in fact, now more than half of U.S. homeowners buy their panels with cash or loans rather than leasing them or using a power purchase agreement because they were unaffordable for so many people in the past.
And so what are some of the big players in the industry here doing, including, by the way, Tesla, which bought SolarCity?
Yeah, that's right. In fact, Tesla's CEO Elon Musk announced in a tweet last month that Tesla is going to begin selling solar panels. Now, my colleague Cassandra Sweet's reporting that the business models of SolarCity and other large firms like Vivint, they've been relying on these bundling of leases together. And what they do is they take those bundled leases, they sell shares of them to banks and to other investors. Well, if people are buying more solar panels, that does not work quite as well. So they're trying to retool, refocus their businesses and get into sales themselves. But it's not as lucrative, not as easy.
Boy, bundling up the leases, that sounds familiar. Where have I heard that before? Right. And it didn't work out so well for everybody. Now, the little
derivatives.
Right. The little guys in the industry, it sounds like, are dealing with this a little bit better than the big ones.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the smaller installers, they keep gaining market share on the big players. They have lower overhead costs for one thing, and they don't employ these big sales forces. The Journal interviewed some small installers who said, the customers come to us. We don't have to market this stuff. People, want to put solar panels on if they can get them at a good price and start saving money.
How is the solar market doing overall right now, Jason?
Overall, as you said, the market grew by nearly 20% last year. And if you look at the bar chart of the growth of solar capacity from installed panels in the United States from 2010 to now, I mean, it's a real sharp hockey stick. The capacity is at around 35,000 megawatts, and whereas it, in 2012 it was closer to 5,000 megawatts. So that just gives you an idea. That said, the analysts are saying the market's likely to grow by just 9% this year, again compared to 20% last year, and the variety of reasons for that. One of them being that there's more investment money needed to continue expanding manufacturing capacity to keep the prices going down.
Hmm. Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal talking with us about the solar industry, and again the headline number here: the price of solar panels down 20% in the last year. Jason, thanks.
Thank you.